An Indiana man recently pardoned by President Donald Trump for his role in the 2021 U.S. Capitol riots was shot and killed by a sheriff's deputy. Indiana State Police said 42-year-old Matt Huddle was killed on Sunday, January 26th, by a Jasper County sheriff's deputy following a traffic stop. What happened? Law enforcement officials said that after a struggle, the deputy fired his weapon, fatally wounding Huddle. Neither a reason for the traffic stop nor what led up to the ensuing struggle has been released. Law enforcement officials said they did recover a firearm belonging to Huddle at the scene. It's unknown if Huddle had been brandishing the weapon at the time of the altercation. The deputy involved in the shooting has been placed on administrative leave, which is standard protocol, while an investigation is underway. What was Huddle's criminal background? Huddle was sentenced to 6 months in prison and a year of supervised release after pleading guilty to illegally entering the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021, while accompanying his uncle to Washington, D.C. His uncle, Dale Huddle, was sentenced to 30 months in prison for charges related to striking police officers with a flagpole during the riots. Not the first pardoned man to encounter police last week, another man, Daniel Ball of Florida, who had his case tied to the U.S. Capitol riot, dismissed after a pardon from Trump, was arrested once more on a pending federal gun charge connected to prior convictions for domestic violence and resisting law enforcement with violence. Ball's attorney told USA Today on Monday, January 27th, Ball was never released after his pardon and immediately held on the Florida warrant, which she said stems directly from the January 6th attacks. She argued the case should be thrown out because of Trump's pardon of Ball. More than 1,500 people charged in the U.S. Capitol riots were pardoned by Trump last week.